sick. Bit bad. Woman good.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? Yes, you are now live from the American Family Insurance Studios. You are listening to 101.7 The Truth. This is hour two with the Lunch Break Crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Shannon, what's happening, man?
Man, how we, man, we already in hour two. This is, man, flying by.
Man, it went super fast.
Time flies when you're having fun. I know your trip went pretty quick too, huh?
Right. And we'll talk about the wedding tomorrow. That was a disaster in itself. Well, leading up to it. Leading up to the wedding was a disaster.
I definitely want to hear tomorrow. About that.
Talking about like, okay. Man, when I say, how do you, as a venue owner, call your wedding party the day before and be like, yeah, I double booked you?
That's nasty. That's the nastiest of work. Dang. Knowing we flying in from somewhere else.
You got family flying from all over the world. And then you take them to an alternative venue and it's an open field with like a latrine. It's like, bro, we ain't pilgrims. What is you on, folks?
That's some nefarious but we'll talk work about going that. On over there.
We will talk about that tomorrow because that was super, super interesting, man. But you know what? I got something on the menu, Shannon. I'm tripping.
Ooh, I forgot to. Let's see what we got over there on the menu.
Man, we got a little Milwaukee College Prep enrollment piece, man. So for parents, choosing the right school is one of the most important decisions you will make. At Milwaukee College Prep, we don't take that responsibility lightly. Here, your child is more than a student. They're a young person we get to know by name, by strength, and by the areas where they need the most support. Together as a family and school, we work every day to help them grow, learn, and build the confidence to reach their full potential. We partner closely with families, provide steady support, and act early when challenges arise so every child can thrive. Your child's growth, well-being, and success are at the heart of everything we do. We would love to meet you and your child in person to share more about how we work together. Don't wait. Limited seats are available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com or call 414-264-6000. Man, you need to. You feel me?
You ain't seen the menu look with the tip line so long. Right. You forgot. You was like, wait, what's this?
Straight up. Man, I was reading that contract like Dejan Love was reading his.
Listen.
So tell me about this all right, fake y'all. Scammer.
Listen, so we talking romance scams. And before anybody starts saying, oh, I would never fall for something like that, I need y'all to understand something. These scammers are not always just sending out random messages like, hey, kindly send me $500. Some of these people are building entire lives, fake careers, bank accounts, fake businesses, and social media pages. And apparently, in this case, an entire fake NFL career. Because federal prosecutors say 35-year-old Dejan Love allegedly convinced women that he was a player for the San Francisco 49ers, a wealthy real estate investor. So that wasn't his only persona. Wasn't just a 49er.
He was an entrepreneur.
He wasn't just a Niner now. He was an entrepreneur. All right. The FBI believes that there could be even more victims. I think right now the number is at 26. So Let's talk about how this actually works. Usually it doesn't begin with money. Usually it doesn't begin with money. It begins with attention. Somebody meets you on a dating app, Instagram, Facebook, or any other social media platform, and they learn what you like. They learn what you want in a relationship. They learn whether or not you've been hurt before. They learn whether you are lonely. They learn what kind of lifestyle you're attracted to. And then they start becoming exactly what you're looking for. The FBI says romance scammers use fake identities to gain someone's affection and trust, oftentimes trying to move the relationship very quickly before eventually bringing money into the picture. and social media has made it even easier. The FTC says nearly 60% of people who reported losing money to a romance scam. Oh, nearly 60% of people who reported losing money to a romance scam in 2025 said the relationship started on social media. So this isn't a little niche scam that's happening. People are seriously losing money all over the internet at this point. And this fake football story is wild because according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Love met many of these women online through dating apps. But he didn't just tell them, trust me, I'm rich. No, authorities say he allegedly created this whole image of success, okay? He presented himself as somebody living a lavish lifestyle at different times. He allegedly claimed to be in an NFL. He claimed to play with the 49ers, and then I believe he also claimed to play for the Rams at some point.
I finally saw
it. And it depends. Dude, and it depends on who he was talking to. So when they say they adjust their lifestyle, it's true because I remember seeing one woman on TikTok saying she went on a date with him, and she was saying how like her family's from these different places, and all of a sudden he was this big real estate investor, and he got family in Switzerland and all these other things that just related to her life. So they are very good at this.
Oh,
he showed women what appeared to be bank investment accounts containing millions of dollars. But prosecutors say this is fake. And here is where it gets really elaborate. He didn't go. Y'all know he ain't get picked up by himself, right? Because authorities say an 18-year-old, he got an 18-year-old involved. Like, bro, named Taylor Chan was also involved. Chan allegedly pretended to be, right, he pretended to be the financial advisor. So he got this young Asian man that is his financial advisor. So imagine you dating this man, 35, just preying on everybody.
Asian agent.
Financial advisor. So you meet this man. He says, I'm wealthy. I play football. I invest. And I'm trying to build a future with you. I'm trying to help you out. All right. And then you actually get introduced to another person that appears to be his financial advisor. Allegedly, they would do FaceTime calls with people showing fake investment gains. The extra person made the whole thing feel legitimate because now you're thinking, well, this isn't just some man talking. He's got a real advisor here. He got Mr. Chan on the line.
Right.
So you also have to take into consideration the emotional part, right? Because he convinced many of these women that they were actually in a relationship, and he talked about building wealth and futures together, and that's what's more important because he gained their trust, like we talked about. And some of these women, he convinced them to take out loans. Like, these ain't just women like, oh, I'm just giving you this and that. No, take out this loan, borrow, beg, steal from grandma. That it's okay. You're going to get this money back. And once they got the money, prosecutors said he would block them and disappear.
Dang.
Now he's on, and he did this across states. It wasn't just in one state he was targeting people. He did it across states. You see some videos where like women are like, he sent me that exact video of this empty mansion, but he told me this was in Wisconsin. He told me this mansion was Nebraska. So like, it's the same mansion video, but whoever he's talking to, that's where it's at. I got a mansion right where you live at. Here it is. He's showing keys and stuff. Man, so it's not about victim shaming, but still, y'all was tripping. Because people get manipulated every single day by people that they have never met. And being smart does not make you immune to manipulation. How you feel about that? You got an extra couple. Look, I ain't going to give y'all where to send it, but if you got an extra 50K... I did join the NFL. That's why I'm actually in Vegas, y'all.
She's trying out for the
y'all see me?
She made the team.
Come on, man.
She got her. She got her uniform already. She got her uniform already.
Stand it up.
Man, that was intense. Yeah, I saw the video today. It was like dog in a whip. He kind of this picture of Shannon is. This is taking me out, dog. Oh my God.
If y'all don't believe me, believe the imagery. Dang it. Y'all see what y'all see. I got a picture of me full gear. I play for the Raiders. Sorry, I live in Vegas.
I'm getting the video from you at practice, too, in front of the church.
At practice.
So
thank you.
I saw the video. Dog was like, see the he was popping his stuff too, super pause. But
Damon.
That was crazy. But he was in the car like, man, you know, and typically I wouldn't even have dated a girl like you, but you know, I wanted to give you a chance. And now that I'm out here playing for St. Louis for the Rams, and this is the funny part. He said St. Louis. The Rams ain't been in St. Louis for so long. It's been at least two, three years.
And he was talking like you could just walk on the field and try out for whatever team you want. Like, it was one message where he was texting like a 17-year-old and she was pressing him like, bro, what are you talking about? He was like, she was like, can you send me some of your college highlights? I ain't playing college. And I was like, well, how did you get to the NFL? Like, he was like, bro, what is going on? And it's so sad because I think the reason this is blowing up is because people aren't used to seeing younger people be 100%. Scammed. And this is like, you know, like the 40 and under crowd, I would say, is pretty hip to internet BS, right? Like at this point, when you're 40 and under, I meant 40 and under crowd, or 45 and under. Look, because he's looking at the computer. Hold on now. Like, I genuinely feel like we kind of know a little something. And we're used to like our parents telling them certain things not to do online, like maybe don't post this and stuff. Like, it's kind of like a reverse teaching moment. So for younger people to be getting scammed by somebody online when things are Googleable, where things are like clearly fishy, it's kind of crazy to see. Because after this break, I'll tell y'all more about some scams that I've heard of, and because we can get deep into this. So listen, you are listening to 101.7 The Truth. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's just a facade. The bridge separates South Beach from my Miami. The real Miami. The MIA. This is where we hustle.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Happy Monday, man. Shannon,
back.
the evil duo is back together. The evil trio, actually.
My nigga,
that's right.
Chill.
I don't think people realize how Zach is like. Brother Z is like the orchestrator of all the madness.
Definitely, the producers be the orchestrators, man.
They the instigators, dog. They the ones that got all the clever. There you go. They got. Man, but yeah, man, we talking about scammers. The scamming football player that took advantage of folks, man. People do be taking advantage of people though. And I saw somebody put a meme up that was like, "Hear me out, ladies. Y'all did ask where all the scamming dudes at in the song.
They said
y'all did ask. Well, there he is. So deal
there
with
he
it.
Is. That's a fact. I've seen some people say, what were they saying? They were like, well, look, people lie to us all the time. Why it's a scam when I find somebody to send me some money? But I think it's important to talk about that piece because the problem there lies when that's his job. This is that man's full-time job. Like, there's so many women coming forward. Like, this man found them online. And it's a few people, like, he couldn't get me. So imagine how many, if 26 women got, imagine how many more there are that's just embarrassed to come forward.
What they say.
Right? And then you got women.
They say it take 100 no's to get one yes.
Man, so you know he working overtime. He's working overtime. And that's why it's illegal, because it's literally a job. It ain't like your boyfriend that ain't got no job and told you he was going to flip your taxes and bring it back and just didn't do it. That's his actual job. That's his actual play right there. And I feel like I said earlier, a lot of the younger crowd is just like taking this and running when it's blown up so big, because we're not used to that happening to younger people, because we just stay on our phone all day. We'll Google something in a second. We gonna internet tell me this, like, you know what I'm saying? So It's been happening, but I think more so.
I don't know, Shannon.
It has been happening.
Y'all youngins be getting catfish now. Not catfish in the sense of like not knowing, but y'all will let them IGs fool y'all, and then he take y'all
to
this.
That's true.
Like, Toro is one hell of an app.
Listen, that is true. And that's probably why he was able to do this, because he was renting all his stuff out. Like I said, he was showing the same mansion to 1,000 different women. And it, oh, this is in Africa now. Oh, this is Mississippi. Like, bro, what? And like, all these people are coming out with a screen recordings and a screenshots and saying, like, I know this one woman said, she was like, I blocked him after our first date because he just kept driving a McLaren around in circles, acting like he was looking for a parking spot. She was like, bro, it's a parking spot right here. And he just kept saying, I can't find a spot. That's me. Like, just to make sure she saw this car. Like, come on.
He was like, you know
bro.
What? We ain't even going nowhere no more. I'm going to take you home. This Toro due back in 4 hours.
Listen, craziness. Shoot, even like celebrities aren't immune to this. Like Jennifer Lewis, I think her name is. Let me double check her name. Yeah, Jennifer Lewis, the actress that played the grandma on Black-ish. She's very popular. If you see her face or hear her voice, you would know exactly who I'm talking about. She got scammed in like a romance scheme. The FBI came to her door and told her the dude she thought she was dating was actually a career scammer and had did this to plenty of women. I think she almost spent $500,000 on this man, thinking that he was an investor and she helping him out and this and this and that. And come to find out, this is his bid. This is what he does. He meets these women and with the intent of taking their money. And that's when it becomes a problem. Like, you could lie to your girl all day. That's fine. Do what you do. You could be like, I'm gonna flip your taxes and not bring it back. But when it becomes a career,
I
now we got a problem. You can't do that.
I don't know, Shannon. I don't know, Shannon. I don't know. I'm hearing a double standard here. I'm hearing a double standard here.
What?
A lot of them, California kings and all these houses that women be having in they IGs don't be theirs. It don't be that. They be looking like them folks on the back of the plane. They acting like they ain't up top. I'm saying, man.
They got tossed the ham sandwich.
caught it. She caught it like Odell Beckham. Like, give me that.
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Saying, man.
That is funny.
I'm just saying. I don't want to hear the double standard. I don't know if he should go to jail. Why should he go to jail? Why should he go to jail, Shannon?
Because it's a career. It's different. If he was just lying to somebody, okay, good. Or not good. Sorry.
That's what he's doing.
But that's literally a career. Nah, you can't make lying and scamming a career path. You can't do that. You can't make your daily regimen wake up, get on a dating app, meet somebody, tell them you're a football player. That man was walking around
so
with a helmet.
All,
his pictures.
This is why I'm going to even blame the women even further, right? What program are y'all even on? I thought the game was different. How is the NFL player getting sent money by the chicks? That don't make sense.
You know what?
What I'm saying. I won't accept it, Shannon.
The thing about me is I'm not going to get scammed because I don't give a buck. I ain't giving you gas. I ain't giving you nothing.
So
you both going to be looking
sit
stupid.
Here and make excuses and say that man should go to jail.
Because let me tell y'all this. Y'all so quick to call women gold diggers and see what happens when you finally give somebody a chance.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah,
this is why I don't give up the money. I'm going to use this as a case study on why I don't. I just don't want to be scammed.
First of all,
I saw what happened to those good women.
No.
They was trying to help a brother out, and you see what happened.
This
is why I don't give my money up.
I don't know, Shannon.
This is why I hold on to my last dollar.
I think, Shannon, that you making excuses for incompetency. I don't know what happened to the. This is, women have gotten so thirsty that they want to be with a rich dude so much that they gonna pay him to be with him. How did that?
But
that don't even
what?
Sound right, Shannon.
You know what?
You can't even.
From the things I've seen, a lot of people will pay for attention like he was doing. He was doing all of this. I feel like he genuinely just wanted attention. And they probably just want to say they with a rich dude. A lot of women fall for that same scam. Even these hood dudes, they willing to pay just to be like, oh, look who I mess with. Oh, he got money, so he gonna take care of me even more if I give him some money. Crazy work. I don't agree with that method. And I ain't even gonna try it out. Never would, never did. I ain't got a dollar to give.
So you shouldn't give a pass either then. You should not give them a pass either.
Listen,
for being,
I understand
fools.
Because men be over here hooting and hollering about these women is gold diggers and they don't do, what can you do for your man? They try to do for their man.
Women,
I'm gonna use that
women
every
say,
time.
I remember a time on the internet where women say a $200 first date was not enough.
Exactly. And y'all got on them about that and they tried to give back to the men's. And now look at you.
Oh, wait. Nobody, see, how much time we got left in today's
Three.
Show?
Because
Shannon on BS right now.
And you try to give and you get your hand bit. That's why I don't get. Look, this gonna always be my, this why I don't do nothing for men. This right here.
It's a difference, right?
Between, might find out you've been scamming.
Doing something for somebody you already with, right? Versus somebody you're just meeting. They weren't with him. They were with the illusion of what they thought he was. Like, and to pay for that, you the fool. Like, no, I'm not giving, like, I'll usually put the cape on for the women. For this one, nah. They gonna have to wear the clown hat.
Forget it.
No, you don't get, where in the world? I've never seen, first of all, the women in these days and age, they so stiff on the men far as like, what's not a good date? Don't take me here. Don't take me there. A man need to be making this amount of money before I date him. And you telling me, somebody could tell you I'm in a McLaurin. I am with the San Francisco 49ers. And I want you to take out a loan.
Google me though.
So it's like, no, that's their own. That's the hell no, Shannon.
For a business opportunity, which is crazy because what business, why are you pushing a business opportunity like you joined 4X if you so busy in the NFL? But I will say, the lady that I saw on TikTok that said he kept driving in a circle, they say he did finally park and he went in, he paid for the meal, but that's probably his thing. Show the car, pay for the first meal, and now he need money.
He probably was waiting for a deposit to hit from his other woman he scammed. Like, send me this $500. Told you these women don't want
to
go.
Why ain't you sent it yet? I'm trying to do something for you.
Let me scam this other woman. I'm in the middle of scamming something. Like,
right. This is work. This is coach calling. Where's the money? But it's also one of those things that happens to the elderly a lot. And that's what I was going to get to, too. Like, I think we got so used to that help happening to them where they'd be like, Elon Musk wrote me on Facebook. Like, there's so many instances that this has happened to, like, older people because they don't understand, like, celebrities ain't just on Facebook writing people for money. Like, you see them messages like, it's Michael. Hee hee. Can you send me $500? I'm actually alive. Like, what?
She said, hee hee. Whoa.
Like, why would they type out hee hee? But some people will fall for it, man.
We got conversations with Francois in the YouTube. Uh-oh. Mm. We got a victim.
Uh-oh.
We got a victim.
Oh, no.
And he said he was in the NBA. I'm going to let you read it, Shannon. These your people that fall for this type of stuff.
Oh, man. Well, let's read that when we come back from break. I think we got to head off to break, but we'll be right back. We're going to read what's in the chat. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break with Maybe Shannon and Ray Nitty.
Don't get it back.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. This is your Lunch Break crew, your favorite crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. Shannon being a hypocrite today, y'all.
I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm having empathy for those of my sisters that actually look out for these men. And I'm just here to tell y'all, don't give the men the monies. Do not give them a dime.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Yes, tell them that. But when did it ever become, like, I won't even say sane, that as the woman where a NFL player is pursuing you, that him asking you to send money ever felt like, hey, this isn't a red flag at all. I won't let you allow them passes to be given out, Shannon. If you saying, yeah, I'm telling them that they wrong, they shouldn't do it, cool. But you're not going to sit here and send this black man to jail.
Listen, let's kick it to the chat because we got a few people in here. RC Creation said, everybody pump faking. The crazy thing is now people can literally AI fake photos and lifestyle. My picture ain't AI. I'm going to just let y'all know that right now. I really do. Hey,
how much data look, you use?
That stadium, I've been in there. I'm telling y'all. Listen, he said the harder the game gets, that's when people start looking for the cheat codes. Morally, he should be locked up. Legally, no. Now they got cosmetics for men, hair, makeup, implants. What is the future going to look like? And allegedly, you need a certain amount of money to date some women.
But then it
doesn't guarantee you'll get anything from women. Let me say, I know the type of women that'll give you some when you give them money, but y'all act like y'all want to date them. Anywho, moving on. We got conversations with friends.
Wait a minute.
Francisco.
Go ahead.
In conversations with Francisco said, Wait. Where were you going to say? He said he was in NBA.
Let
me skip that one. When I lived in Atlanta, I met a guy named Jesus that said he was in the NBA.
Red flag.
In the club. In the section.
First red flag. Yup.
He came by, called his manager to order me some furniture because I just moved in my place. He asked me for $100 to prove that I wasn't going to play him or scam him. I didn't give it to him. This was back in 2006.
Man, see?
Well, good you ain't give it to him. $100 to prove you ain't going to scam somebody? If you don't go head on.
I'm just furniture. Hey, man.
Come on, man.
Where all my scamming? What? Y'all asked for this.
Hey. Asked for the remixes, too.
This is what y'all wanted.
This is what y'all
wanted. The rise of the scammer.
Like, come on now. Mm-mm. This is what y'all wanted, Shannon. It was the song of the summer.
They wanted the ones that wasn't scamming them, per se.
Spin that.
You know what they want the ones spin that scamming other people. They didn't dare believe it would be them. And that's the thing. I feel like a lot of people... Like, one of the girls was like, I went from dating these San Francisco boys. They pulled up, like, an old tweet of hers. And now I'm on dates with an NFL player. And it's like, that didn't age well.
Damn. The one but that was dating the guy? The fake guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because somebody, they asked, too. And she was like, just know
so
he's one of the best wide receivers in
so
the
that's
game,
what she
baby.
Get. That's what you get. And then you throwing it in other people's faces like you just accomplished something. The whole time you still
calling him a wide deceiver.
Pew, pew, pun gun.
Wide deceiver is funny.
And to be fair, y'all know I've admitted that I don't know a lot about sports, but I know what an athlete looks like. Have y'all seen him? He looked like he can't even play soccer. That man just looks sick. He looked like, they said he looked like a fencer. Like, he has no athletic build whatsoever.
I thought it was like Safari to you. He looked like Safari, the rapper dude.
Yeah, he don't look like he work out. Like, he looks slim, sure. But working out, no. Y'all, I don't know much about sports. I want to highlight that. Y'all seen that man frolicking in the sand? Like, that didn't even look like a strong run. Like, what are we doing?
Common sense ain't common, though. Are way more infatuated with the allure of potentially dating a wealthy man than actually being in love. And that's why it's easy for women to fall for these type of things. Because... you aren't dating for love. You're dating for status.
They wanted the status then to love, because his he wasn't like, honestly, that man looked like a Twinkie. Yeah. He wasn't, that's not an athletic build. He's not a looker. And then the way he was talking to these women, I don't care who you is. Sir, what? He said you was talking about going to the strip club to dance, and you probably still in the same position as the last time I talked to you. Who you talking to?
He said you probably hanging with the same people doing the same things now that I'm out here with the Rams. Yeah.
And I'm trying to put you in position still.
Yep.
Like you said, he told somebody, you ain't even a type of woman. I go, I wouldn't allow nobody. I don't care who you claim to be. You can claim to be the great teacher. You ain't finna come up in here and talk to me like that. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't care what you got and what type of money you got. That's when it comes into play. Women need to stand on business with everybody. Period. Well, program needs to be strict.
Okay.
I don't care if you got the money or not.
The program needs to
always
be rewritten.
Be able to walk away.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all need to.
You know what? I'm gonna drop a master class on how to get these men in check. No, I'm just playing. Right. Let me stop before somebody calling and yell at me. I'm just kidding.
But they say city boys.
I'm a loving girl, but I also don't stand for no nonsense. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm
city
a loving girl, but
up.
Ain't nobody finna
city
talk
boy,
to me crazy.
City boys
up, Shannon. City boys.
Y'all are up $1.3 million.
Don't say y'all. I'm just not y'all.
The men's is up.
City
y'all
boys.
Are down.
$1.3 million. Now y'all don't. Y'all just protecting y'all boy. Not y'all.
No.
Y'all nasty.
I was not protecting.
Don't walk him away.
I was not protecting.
He found
him.
A legitimate job.
I was not protecting. Hey, the rise of the stay-at-home boyfriend. We just did an episode not too long ago, Shane. I thought
he was staying at many homes, I guess.
What's wrong with that?
At many mansions.
And like the crazy part of it is this man really was walking around with a helmet taking pictures with people.
Ah!
It's pictures still coming out of people being like, yo, like I ran into him at like Dave and Buster's and he like asked
his helmet.
If I wanted a picture. Like, bro, what?
And he
had
his helmet.
Come on, got the shirt. He got the little head wrap. Like, oh my goodness.
Man.
As many athletes as I've met in my time, I've never seen one just walking around in a jersey.
With his helmet. You deserve it. That's what Future said.
Sensational.
Ah, city boy. Dog, I'm sorry, man.
Look,
like,
that's why you're all right with him, protecting that man.
No, hey, time out.
No.
People
don't
ride.
Put that evil on
it's
me,
a
Ricky
whole.
Bobby.
It's a whole sector of women right now riding for Clancy. And after she killed her kids, it's a whole section of women. I think, as a matter of fact, you sent it to me, Shannon. One where she said, let's not look at these kids as kids for a second. Let's look at them as ceramic ornaments.
What do you mean by that?
What? Excuse me? Hold on now.
So.
Crazy word.
Maybe he had some sort of NFL postpartum psychosis.
He might have went into
psychosis because his dream wasn't fulfilled and he went into a deep state of psychosis.
You know what's funny is somebody else said that they used to play basketball with him at like the Y or something. And they was like, he was lying back then saying that he was like playing overseas. Like, people like that genuinely like terrify me, because if you can stick to a lie or you just known for lying your whole life, I genuinely feel like the next step is murder. I don't know how we skip all the other steps, but I promise you, like, if you can lie, nah, it's
go
gotta be a psychology behind it. If you could just lie like that, like so easily, so frequently, so freely without a care in the world, because a lot of these scammers in these romance scams, what they do, they'll use somebody else's picture. Like, they'll use Elon Musk's picture or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't using their own picture and building their own life. They doing something serious. Yes. Dude, because people, like, I promise you, y'all gotta look it up. It's so many people getting scammed by, like, celebrities, like, that they think they dating, like, celebrities, or they talking to these actors and these rich people, and they think they really need them. Like, there was a case not long ago. This woman kept giving away their family's wealth, and the husband snapped and like killed her and killed himself because he couldn't get through to her.
Then
just saying.
You said
Ooh, let me lose these. No, now.
That's why
Guru said Shannon got an old. Not the guru. Stay talking crazy. He said Shannon got an old white dude paying a Tesla note right now. What happens in Vegas? Actually, that's on Big Shannon tab. I take pride in being the big homie in this situation. Thank you very much. Baby girl getting wrapped right now too. A lot of these men, they can't fathom the fact that I really in that bag. Come on now. I might work like an indentured servant, but I get to the pay. I get to the money. Yeah.
She might
work first, second, and third to get to it. Stop playing with me.
She might give y'all passes for being stupid. She might give y'all a pass for being idiots and falling for foolishness. But she gonna play the game how it's supposed to be played. But on this show, she gonna have y'all back, is what I learned. That's what I learned today. On this show, Shannon is going to have y'all back. But in real life, she ain't doing none of that stuff she telling y'all to do, y'all. Shannon is not
doing. No, what I'm not doing, I ain't doing that stuff that y'all are doing. I feel bad. I do have empathy for them. But I would never. Can you imagine? I can't even fathom somebody like writing me. Like, I would probably go into cardiac arrest. If a man was like, yo, like, I need like $1,000 for this investment. I would just fall over.
First of all, no way. I still be getting these messages from profiles on Instagram that don't got no pictures. It'd be like, oh, my friend just came across your Instagram and I think you're so. Shut up. I'm not falling for this. You Russian.
No, I'm screaming.
Man, don't go
Guru
anywhere.
Said
yo.
That you ain't working your gram right.
When we come back, man, when we come back, we going to get into Shannon and her hypocrisies. Women, she is leading y'all down. She not doing none of these things she giving y'all passes for. I want y'all to know that. She is not. When we get off of this show,
we're
going to have a call and we're going
to
laugh at y'all.
I'm trying about to help. This.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the lunch break with. Oh, my God. We'll be back.
Go home, Roger.
Where my Nigerian scammer said he a shan man them got that dread. Got every currency in cash. Grown men and they. Where my Nigerian scammer said he a shan man them got that dread.
Where did that come
from? Them have a remix. Them have a blood clot remix.
Oh my goodness.
Can I say that on the radio? They don't know what it means. This is America.
Right.
Man, America. Shannon, we got a little something on the menu today real quick.
Okay.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local business and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Who's on this remix, man? I love the little Caribbean scammer mix. Shansia, who all on this?
Yeah, Shansia, DeVito, and Vibes Cartel.
That's who I thought I was hearing, man.
Vibes Cartel, okay.
They know my people when they hear my people.
Should have popped popcorn on that.
Oh, man. This has been funny.
But yeah, man, don't let Shannon gas y'all up, man. Shannon. I can
sympathize. That's what I will say. I feel bad for the situation, and I do understand how people end up there. Will I ever end up there? Likely not, because I won't give time, let alone a dime.
That's why I know you don't feel sorry for them, Shannon. You don't feel sorry for them.
I can feel bad.
No, you don't.
I can feel bad.
No, you don't, Shannon.
Ain't no reason to.
Am I going to have a giggle about it? Sure. Yes. But I'm going to be like, listen, don't do that no more.
Man. First of all,
I feel bad. Look, I feel bad.
That happened. Well, not exactly. I was going to say something like that similar happened to my mama, but not similar to where it was like a dude or nothing. It was, she was on a cruise And then they had like an art show, art exhibition. And they getting all these older people just liquored up, giving them champagne and mimosas.
Probably free champagne, too.
Free as
hell. Have more.
Free. Licking the room. They start with this cocktail hour, had them pounding all this free champagne, and then they take them to this exhibition. And then had my mama buy this like $3,000 print for some stupid painting, dog. I'm like, man, give my mama her money back. Not even an original joint, a print. But
did y'all get the money back?
Yeah, we got it back. We got it back.
Because what? And like I said, a lot of times these it be so predatory. Like you said, they're like, oh, look, we doing this for you. Here's the drinks. Now let's go to that. Like you hammered. You probably and she probably thought it was 300. You probably said 300 on there and she swiped the card and it was like, you know. Fees because we ain't in the States. Like what? Like, bro, what is this?
I'm telling you, and I already think cruise is a scam already as it is. You gotta pay for everything. Really? That's why I've never taken a cruise. I don't intend on taking one either. I got zero.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want you to rush me out of a country I ain't never been in. I'm supposed to just be here on a time limit. Now I gotta make it back to the ship on time and like, nah. Like, I'm just going to go to the place that I want to go visit and explore the culture and meet that the people. And
I saw that documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, so it's like.
Oh, man, where that lady went missing?
No, not even. When the pilot or whatever, the boat driver hit a rock.
Oh.
And it was like Titanic Part 2.
Yeah.
And
I
the
do
boat,
remember
yeah.
That.
Nah.
I do remember that. That was like damn near 4 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and people were stranded at sea for days.
Had Dookie in the Dookie everywhere.
Wait, is
no
that
power.
The one where he ended up leaving or something?
Yeah, I think so. Like they took the only goddamn they took the only like survival dinghy and went to shore, I think. But they left them people for dead on that water.
Scamming them.
But I honestly wanted to go on a cruise just because I heard the cruise ships are cool.
It's a scam.
But
don't
now,
do it.
You got to pay for your drink package. You got to pay for your food package. I heard you got to pay for your internet package. It's like, I'm straight, dog.
Jesus.
I'm straight, bro. Not to be on the water. Just like, I'm straight. I'll go to the land and go on a resort. I'm straight.
Yeah. I barely liked the resorts, low key.
I think
it feels like not authentic.
All-inclusive resorts. I love all-inclusive resorts. I love them. I can't wait
to
go on another.
Like, I just didn't. The only reason I guess I didn't like it is because it felt like I wasn't actually out the country. It felt like I was at a hotel in Vegas where everything's on.
Gotcha.
You know, everything's there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not actually like visiting the people and seeing the culture.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't like it. But
well, I typically
that was on me for not getting out more.
We'll make sure we always make sure we go like into the cities, you know what I'm saying? And kick it with the folks. But nah, give me the resort. I'm straight. Give me the resort, man. Shannon, I can't believe how you guided these people here today. And I don't
didn't
know
guide
who.
Them. I tried to tell them. I tried to tell
the
them.
Behavior,
don't give the money's
the
up.
Host
if you did, I feel bad.
The behavior that you was co-signing media or and giving passes for. Because I done heard you stand
said,
on many necks.
listen. I
and
can't,
for somebody
I can't
with
not
one of the strictest
bad.
Regiments in this country.
They just wanted to invest. They wanted to invest in a man's business. They tried to believe in this man, and that's what happened.
So now it's his fault when they made the investment and the business don't work out.
Yes. So, it wasn't even a real business. He had an 18-year-old as his financial advisor, and none of the stats was real. If it was a real business, sure. But he went into it knowing he was playing with these women. Robert Lance said, you just have to do more research on your partners. Facts,
exactly.
There ain't no way.
Exactly.
Like, they couldn't.
That's the point, Shannon.
He wasn't even
and
on
we
the
make
roster.
It here. That's what we make it here.
Yeah.
Google it. Google.
Then, like,
depth
you can even
chart.
Compare. He was at his apartment signing his contract.
Exactly. Y'all CCAP everything else. Speaking of C-Cap, y'all seen that 88.9 on Instagram page?
Look, tomorrow. Or
Yeah, that's another day. That's another. That's a whole nother. We don't even have to.
What
look, man.
The thing that I shared.
I'm going to have to call you about this.
Shannon, it's the thing that I shared that you commented on. On Facebook. Oh. Yeah. Another one.
Yeah, that was insane.
Another one.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that. That's definitely. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
It's a culture over there.
What are you doing? What they got going? We might need. I don't even know if anybody would want to acquire that station.
The views and opinions.
Accusations.
Oh my God! I can't wait for the time to run out.
Cause what? Can we talk about it? Cause what's going on over there,
man?
Like seriously.
We'll get deep
into it tomorrow.
Look,
somebody calling me right now. Oh, how did he get fired? No.
I saw Brother Z shared a page that somebody else shared, and it was just about, like, you know, multiple offenders hired by a certain organization, and it seems like it's not just one. And I'm gonna tell you something that's crazy too. They've also been associated with some other. You know what? You know what?
I'm just saying. Brother Z played the music on
us. That was perfect timing. That was perfect. That was amazing timing. Sometimes we need people that will save us from ourselves. All right? And that's why he's the GOAT. Man, y'all, we had an amazing time. Glad to be back, man. I miss y'all. I love y'all. Man, don't fall for the BS, man. Don't fall for the BS. Not from a fake NFL player or from this country. Tipping is a scam. It's a scam. The way we treat people in America is a scam. The way we are forced to live in this country is a scam. And it's driven by capitalism and greed. And that is why those women were able to get scammed, Shannon, because they greedy. They don't want the brother that work at the library. They want the man that got the number on his back. So y'all got to deal with it. That's all I got, Shannon. Take us home, please.
Man, thanks for rocking with us at the lunch break. Make sure you follow your host at Ray Nitty, RayNitti, and me, maybe Shannon, MayBeShannon, across all platforms, and head over to the lunch break on Facebook. Don't go anywhere, man. We got the Grapevine up next, and we got a whole list of shows next that y'all got to stay tapped into. Hit us up on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.